Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's a pandemic, girl. I guess he's trying to get this quarantine money.
Hey, get it how you live, man. Scam season is here. What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, Tuesday edition.
Yes, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, A-Dub. Yes. We are back with more of what's happening in hip-hop. First off, though, this is a podcast brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and it's where we keep you updated on hip hop culture. I am one of your hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm the other host, A-Dub.
Yeah, so a couple of people are wilding out this Tuesday.
Yeah, going crazy.
We got The Game, who's accused of conning some struggle rappers out of their money.
Okay.
We have Coi Leray, who is at odds with her father, Benzino, right now. Mm-hmm. We also have some good things, though. Facebook is launching an app called Bars for Rappers. And Quavo is promising us some new Bobby Shmurda bars pretty soon.
Okay, well, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get to it. All right, so The Game. What is this scandal, debacle, shenanigans he has going on right now?
This is so random, but it's an Instagram account that is basically calling out The Game for conning money out of these rappers. So what he's been doing is The Game will find these rappers that are kind of okay or whatever, and The Game will send him a DM telling them that, you know, I see you working, big fella, I see you doing this and this,
right?
So initiates the contact between the two.
Okay.
But then, of course, his message that's on Instagram is saying that The Game will then ask him, you know, like, if you send me $500 to, or like $1,000 for a feature appearance, I'll put you on a spot on his mixtape.
Oh, not The Game is doing PPP scams. Not he's doing, I'll turn $200 into $2,000.
Real quick. Like, he taking everybody money.
Oh, my God.
And then, but what makes this even more worse is that, so The Game has his own verified SoundCloud, right? But he also has a second one that doesn't have a lot of followers. So the rappers would be like, oh, he's going to put me on his verified SoundCloud. It gets the eyes on them. But The Game's actually putting that music on his other SoundCloud that no one looks at.
Not the burner account. He's putting the struggle rappers on the burner account.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Not right, man. That is not right at all. The Game, stop taking those people's money. You can put them on your main page. And even if you're not going to put them on your main page, you can at least promote the other page on your main page. Like, hey, everybody over here, go follow my other page. We got up and coming talent, yada, yada, yada. That's messed up, man. He just taking their money and putting them on a burner page.
It's a pandemic, girl. I guess he's trying to get this quarantine money.
Hey, get it how you live, man. Scam season is here. It's at an all-time high right now. So have any of these rappers fired back at him? Or
I haven't seen anything, and I know The Game hasn't really addressed it either. But, I mean, if you were a rapper who got scammed out of money, I guess you'd probably be like, yeah, The Game scammed me. Or would you not say
I wouldn't be dumb enough to give The Game $500. If the Game is asking for $500, you know this is not legit. This man is a well-known rapper, one of the best out of the West Coast, one of the best rappers, you know, arguably, to come in the past decade or so. And for him to be asking for $500 to promote you is just like, come on, man. You know that's not on the up and up.
You seen that one, I think it was like a scam using the baby's picture, and it was like, hey, yo, I'm the baby, send me a social security number.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no, you know this is a scam. Like,
yeah, there's no way you didn't know this was a scam.
Like, something's going on.
They hit you up first and then ask you for money. Like,
yeah,
how you hit me up, but you asking me for money.
Right. You see
it's
me
not
working.
Like they hit him up first, like, hey, can you promote my stuff? No, I hit you up. Oh, I see you working over there. Want to give me some money to help you out?
Like, make it make sense.
Come on now. I think if they got scammed by that, they might have deserved that one. I ain't gonna lie.
Facts.
Now, let's talk about somebody who's trying to do something for the rappers that may actually be legit.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is launching a new app called Bars.
Yeah.
Now, what's this app all about?
So, they're kind of claiming it like a TikTok app where you can upload videos and things like that. But so Facebook's internal R&D group called MPE team is launching the app called Bars, and it makes it basically possible for rappers to create and share their own raps using the professionally created beats in the app.
Oh, okay, got you. So they can just like log on, choose beats, and then jump on those?
Yeah, so they can I guess choose a beat, and I guess they can rap over it while they're recording the video, and then go ahead and post it. But you know, a lot of these apps, like I think there's like a Voloco app and like another type of singing app where the beats are kind of corny. This is promising to be like professionally created beats, and then they can write their own lyrics, record the video, boom boom, and put it up there.
Okay, now this is interesting. I wonder if once you rap over one of their beats, I'm pretty sure they're gonna own the content that you write, or they're gonna own your song, or at least part of it.
Something.
I know they ain't going to let you just own it for however much, unless, you know, you pay a subscription for the app to use it, and then, like, you're leasing the beats, maybe. I don't know. I'm curious to see how this is going to work, like, legally.
Yeah. Me too, because and Facebook's launching it, so it's already, like, it's going to be a good app. There's going to be money behind it, or, like, sponsors or ads and stuff. So I wonder if, like, how you have TikTok stars where you have Bars stars and all that stuff going on.
No, this is super interesting. I gotta read more into this, because I want to know, like, the legality of it. Once you make a song on this app, like, say you make a hit song, it's fire, it blows up, like, do you get the money from that? Does Facebook get the money from that? Like, how does all of that work? That's gonna be the key to this,
like, all the politics with it. Like, that's interesting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on to something a little more tumultuous.
Yes.
In less positive news, Coi Leray, artist Coi Leray, and her father, Benzino, have been going at it on social media. Now, this is a father and daughter, so I'm wondering why this is not an in-person conversation, but apparently they aired each other out on social media. What were they going back and forth about?
Basically, it looks like Coi Leray was tweeting a couple of tweets about Benzino, her dad. Just little things like, I guess Benzino said that she should have been a boy.
Wow.
And, you know, because I guess she was dealing with pressures of like a woman and like growing up in the industry. He was like, well, you should have been a boy. She goes to say, I'm embarrassed to be your daughter.
Wow.
And you know, this is why she also said, this is why I never wanted anybody to know that they were related.
Yeah, because that was a shock when people found that out. We were like, what? That's your dad? Like, we didn't know. We just knew Coi Leray. Like, she's an up-and-coming artist. Mm-hmm. She's making good career moves. And then when it came out that Benzino was her dad, everybody was like, huh?
Yeah, like, I didn't expect that either. And then she goes on to say, just wanted a father, and you was never that. Anybody in the fam can prove it. So I guess kind of really putting Benzino on blast that he's a liar, never really was there for any of the kids. And she went on live on Instagram, so you can hear, like, the pain in her voice. So let's listen.
I would have thought the day when I reach up on Billboard, you know, the day when I'm on Billboard, I'm on YouTube top, I'm on Rolling Stone breaking all kinds of records, and this bitch ass nigga Benzino wants to fucking come online and start fucking with me, bro. Instead of being a father and just supporting from that side, you still want to be bitter. That's why you burn all your fucking relationships, my nigga. And that's why my career, yo, bro, I have to really bend my back and make sure niggas can fucking understand me as a person. Because at the end of the day, I don't want my father's relationships and the bridges he burnt to affect me. All that other personal shit he talking about, mansions and all that, everybody that's known that's been in my life is fucking cap. That nigga is cap, cap, cap. We lost everything. Source was gone. By the time I was old enough to even understand the source, that shit was gone, bro. Give it up. Don't blame my mother. My mother is the best thing that ever happened to me. My number one supporter overall. At the end of the day, this ain't here to bash my father. And let me not get ahead of myself and be disrespectful. I don't even mean to call a nigga a bitch ass nigga, right? But at the end of the day, that's a fucking bitch move, my nigga. That's a bitch move. If you a father, right? Support your fucking kids, my nigga. And that's it. Don't go online looking for fucking what's the word called? Clarity? Like, what the fuck are you looking for? Some type of fucking sympathy, nigga? You want people to feel bad for you? Because of what? Let's talk about how I don't speak to you. You didn't wish me happy birthday on, like, damn near none of my birthdays. Didn't say happy Thanksgiving. Haven't spoke to you in months, but then try to get me to go on Growing Up Hip Hop. Right? Try to get me to go on Growing Up Hip Hop. Told me that they wasn't going to let you on it if it wasn't for me. They didn't want to pay me the money I wanted. After that, I never heard from you again. Come on, my nigga. Y'all niggas is fucking weird, bro. Like, I had to pull over and really stop because I'm shaking. I'm driving by myself on my way to my little appointments or whatever so I could finish up what I got to do so I could get ready for my Atlanta trip. My mom called me. It's crazy because we was just on the phone crying yesterday, sharing this moment, like, really sharing the moment. Like, niggas don't even understand, like.
So then Benzino had to respond to his daughter. This is what he had to say.
People need storyline. And y'all saying clout, she mentioned me in the song, stupid. Y'all wouldn't know nothing was going on. Man, Koi had everything she wanted. I was flying Koi to meet every summer. Every spring break, she was in Miami. I got her in a movie. Every spring break, every summer, every Christmas, Thanksgiving, she was with me. Her brother and her other brother, it was all with me. Every last one. My seen it, everybody around me seen it. Her mother did this, mother poisoned that, okay? A lot of mothers do that to guys. That's a regular thing in the hood. The mothers get mad because you ain't with him no more.
So yeah, basically just going on about how saying that he did take care of her and their other siblings. So he was like, I don't know what she's talking about and things like that. But
okay, see, I don't have any kids, but I feel like as a parent, you know, instead of trying to jump and defend yourself for strangers on the internet, you should probably take a deeper look into why your daughter feels like you weren't there for her in the way you needed to be.
Exactly.
Like, you so pressed to do all of this for the internet. She's a kid.
She's young.
Kids are going to go to social media, going to run to social media when they shouldn't be doing that. You as the adult, the parent, the grown person in the scenario, why are you on Instagram Live trying to defend yourself from strangers when you need to take a hard look at your relationship with your daughter and why she feel that way?
Yeah, I don't know. Benzino's always been the one to run to a Twitter or start something, you know, from all the little beefs he tried to do in the past couple months.
Yeah.
But with your own daughter, though,
that's not the move, man. That just doesn't look good as a parent. Like, it speaks to how you parent.
Yeah. You know, people are going to screen record. It's going to stay up on the internet for years and years or however long, so.
I believe what Koi is talking about, judging from what I see.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, on to some actual better news that I was excited to hear.
Yes.
We have Quavo promising us some Bobby Shmurda vocals.
Yeah, looks like Quavo and the Migos are going to be the ones to get Bobby Shmurda, at least on the first new wave of music with Bobby. So
yeah, because, I mean, Quavo's been with him throughout this whole prison release. He picked him up on the jet.
Yeah.
He gave him money, iced him out, did all types of things, held Bobby down. So, I mean, I think this is the natural next move. Where's the music?
Yeah, I guess. But then people were saying, are they doing it for clout to, like, get on Bobby Shmurda train to help push the Culture 3? And also, like, now is Culture 3 going to take longer to come out because now they're adding Bobby? Or, like, what's going on? So
I want to get into that because is it clout chasing to do something for your friend or for your people? Like, people got to get out of that mindset because Bobby said it out of his own mouth that Quavo held him down all 6 years while he was locked up. So you have somebody that you knew before they got locked up. You held them down all throughout the while they were locked up, gave him money, took his phone calls, whatever the case was. And then when he gets out, you continue the relationship that y'all already had, help him get back on his feet. They should be praising Quavo for this. Quavo is doing what any good friend should do after their friend finishes having a hard time or is trying to get back on their feet. So I salute it. I want to hear this new music that they're working on. If Culture 3 gets pushed back a little longer, it just gets pushed back a little longer. You know,
that is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Like, we've been waiting this long. They've been pushing it back however many times since the first time they announced it. what's waiting one more month, two more months, whatever.
Exactly. And they have a little Bobby Shmurda on there too. I'll wait it out.
Right. Come on. We want to hear Shmigo.
Yeah.
And lastly, we got to send some prayers up to Big Brr.
Yeah, Big Brr. What's Big Brr going through?
Man, Pooh Shiesty. Unfortunately, Pooh Shiesty's brother, T, has passed away after losing a battle with brain cancer, allegedly. So, yeah, there's not too many details on it right now. But Pooh Shiesty did take to Instagram to say he had a family emergency, which is why he missed some shows that he had scheduled the night that this happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he just got on Instagram and was like, I'm sorry for missing the shows. It wasn't the promoter's fault. We had a family emergency. Mm-hmm. So that's all we know for right now. But either way, that's tough.
That is tough. Brain cancer? Allegedly brain cancer? Like,
yeah. So we want to send some prayers out that way. You are in our thoughts, Pooh Shiesty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. We're just going to have to continue to stream his music, support while he goes through this time.
Yeah, that's all you can do, really. Just help stream the music, show the love. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're going to end on that note for today. Hopefully we end on a better note tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully.
But that will be the end of today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms. We are everywhere. I'm talking Apple Podcasts. I'm talking Spotify. I'm talking Stitcher. I'm talking Amazon Music. Anywhere you get a podcast, we are there.
Yes.
So also subscribe to our YouTube channel because we're up there too, Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, Instagram, Twitter, at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on all platforms too.
Alrighty, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.